Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, my hometown. Out there on the edge. It was up around in the low 80s early this week, and then the other day it got down, the high was in the low 40s. We just go from one dramatic moment to the next here in the fall. I remember when I was in high school, we read 17th century love sonnets in which the poets compared the agonies and pleasures of love to burning up one moment and freezing the next. I thought, well, that's just fall in Minnesota. That's it's a romantic time. Visions of delight and then the end of the world all come in one week. It was beautiful this morning, though we had that clear, thin, blue fall sky and the smell of fall in the air and the tops of the maple trees turning orange. And you could look all around and feel perfection, that here, after working on it all year, finally in early October, we had achieved the perfect day. As the trees turning and that smell of apples and smoke in the air and the blue sky. But perfection, of course, is not what we're after here in Minnesota. This is not what people come here for. And when we see a perfect day like today, we think to ourselves, well, this won't last long. And we know that it won't. We are not like people in other parts of the country who moved to those parts of the country for perfection. Perfection is part of their deal. And if there should be a black cloud in the sky, or it should ever get down to 40 degrees, they want their money back. We are not like those people. Give us a couple weeks of really good cold weather and some rains. Get the foliage off those trees there. Get some good hard winds out of the northwest. Now let's strip those leaves off and let's have some black, bare branches against a gray sky. And my heart starts to rise. It's time for winter. They don't have it every place in this country. You know that, don't you? We are selected. We are special. It's the best time of year, winter. About 10, 12 inches of snow and 60 below wind chill. That's it. That's what we're here for. This audience is unconvinced, but you have to remember, folks, I'm speaking to a Twin Cities audience here. This is southern Minnesota. This is a kind of a white shoe crowd we have here. This is these are sailing people here. This is not the real Minnesota necessarily in this theater. This is the radicchio crowd here. This is kind of a cilantro endive crowd here. No, there's nobody in this crowd who's had Jell-O in the last 3 months. Nobody. No. These people are moderate Republicans here. These are not your real, true Minnesotans. Weather is our heritage. It's what makes us different from other people and from what we know of other people. We are grateful for what makes the difference. Winter is what keeps other people out of Minnesota. And if we did not have winter, we have some other people here already, even with winter, but if we didn't have winter, there would be so many other people here that it would be all other people. We would be other people. There would be no us. We would be them without winter. See, it's for the same reason that the Norwegians in Lake Wobegon eat a sort of putrefied fish for Christmas. It's painful, it's disgusting, it tastes evil, but it's how you keep out the English and the Irish. I love winter, and I look forward to it. There were three steps into winter for me as a boy, as for you, I'm sure. There was Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. One led to the other, and when you arrived at the third step, it was winter. For Halloween, we always began at about this time in early October. In Miss Molenbrock's class, we'd come into school. She would say, "Monday, children, we are going to start making our costumes for the Halloween party. And over the weekend, you should think of who you want to be." It was a huge decision to make, who you wanted to dress up as. Now, I would say about half of the class was going to be dressed as bums. Probably about two-thirds of the boys would come as bums. You could do that pretty easily. You just rip your clothes to tatters and smudge up your face with cork and tie a few things into a kerchief and tie it to the end of a stick, and you were a bum. And nobody would ever make fun of you for being a bum. It was a respectable choice for Halloween. Clowns, being a clown, did not interest us at all. The idea of pretending to be dumb and going around going, ka-doing, 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 somehow struck us as dangerous. Maybe it was because we came from a small town and we were worried that we were already dumb enough. And one did not want to carry this any farther. To dress up as a prince was tempting, but it was difficult in Lake Wobegon. Those children who came as royalty usually were girls, and we knew it was not their choice. It was because they had mothers who loved to sew and who wanted to show off. Being royalty was not our choice. To be evil was a wonderful choice. You smear black and green grease paint on your face, and you wear black, and you crouch down, and you do a voice that we all knew how to do. Come in, it's so good to see you. I want to drink your blood. We all knew how to do this voice. And it was a respectable and a natural choice for nice children, which almost all of these children were. To impersonate goodness seems perverse to me for a child. And there were children, I remember, in church who learned how to stand up and say prayers in front of everybody. But to walk up and knock on a door, and when it opened, to say, "Ho, ho, 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 I'm hungry for your flesh. I want to make a sandwich of your flesh and put an eyeball in it and eat it." Was a normal and natural and healthy thing. It came my turn on that Monday, and I raised my little hand, and I said, "I want to be a waiter." And people laughed. I wanted to be a waiter, and so I was. I think I was the first child in Lake Wobegon to ever dress up as a waiter. My costume was just what I'm wearing right now. I had black trousers and black shoes, and I had a black jacket, and I had a white shirt, just like this. It's lovely to be a waiter. Waiters were elegant people. I went to the costume party as a waiter, And kids asked me, what are you? Are you a singer? What are you? I said, I'm a waiter. Oh, really? They said. I went around trick-or-treating on Halloween in my waiter outfit with a silver tray. With a silver tray, and it had the candy on it that I had received at previous homes. I knocked on the door. I said, would you care for a piece of candy, please? Being Minnesotans, of course, they all said, no, thank you, but can we give you some? Yes, of course, I said. And gradually, my tray filled up. Elegance, elegance, the love of beautiful occasions that make it possible for people who might have every reason to dislike each other, not to, and to enjoy each other because of the occasion and the beautiful moment. To be a waiter, that's my dream, and that's what I still am. Winter is coming, and I am wearing a black jacket, black pants, and a white shirt, and feel very satisfied. Thank you very much. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.